With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A surging death toll is accompanying a slight break in the weather as firefighters in Los Angeles cast a wary eye on a forecast for yet more high winds. And for now, LAPD Chief Jim McDonald says they can no longer escort or even allow residents to go back into their burned-out homes.
We have search operations now beginning. We will have cadaver dog deployment, and that will result in crime scene preservation efforts, and then the recovery of remains, working closely with the LA County Coroner. Tomorrow, winds will be picking up, as you heard, further complicating our efforts and creating an additional fire danger.
The death toll from the Southern California fires now stands at 24. At least 16 people are still missing. Americans face a massive tax increase at the end of this year unless the 119th Congress extends the current Trump tax cuts. The citizens group Americans for Prosperity is launching an eight-figure nationwide campaign to inform voters they need to get involved. AFP Vice President Akash Shugali says that the issue is a little-known provision in the Trump tax cuts enacted back in 2017.
The individual side tax cuts and then some key business provisions for small businesses and others were set to expire at the end of 2025, which means that absent action from Congress and the president, Americans will see a massive tax hike at the end of the year. We want to make sure people are aware of the fact that that tax hike is coming if Congress doesn't act, and urge them to act to extend and build on those tax cuts.
Americans for Prosperity is seeking grassroots support nationwide to help preserve the Trump tax cuts. More information can be found on the website protectprosperity.com. Wall Street will be starting the week today on the heels of big losses that came on Friday. Sell-off prompted, ironically, by surprisingly good news on the economy. This is SRN News. Some good news for pro-life groups operating in Canada. Here's Michael Harrington with a report.
The resignation of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and an order for new elections has killed all current bills on the agenda for the Canadian Parliament. That includes a measure promoted by Trudeau that would have stripped tax-exempt charitable status from any pro-life organization or Christian ministry that advocated against abortion. Meanwhile, pro-lifers are hoping that conservatives will win in the Canadian elections, ending years of liberal hostility toward the unborn. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Mexico Supreme Court has struck down abortion restrictions by conservative cities and counties at the request of the state attorney general. The unanimous opinion reinforces the state's reputation for having some of the most liberal abortion laws in the country. New Mexico has also become a major destination for women from pro-life states who are determined to end their pregnancies. This is SRN News. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance says not everybody who took part in the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot should be pardoned.
We're very much committed to seeing the equal administration of law, and there are a lot of people, we think, in the wake of January the 6th who were prosecuted unfairly. We need to rectify that.
Vance told Fox News that anybody who engaged in violence on that day should not be pardoned. Charles de la Desma has a report on a deal to end the Israel-Hamas war, one that could be in reach.
Three officials say U.S. and Arab mediators made significant progress overnight toward brokering a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war and the release of scores of hostages held in the Gaza Strip. But a deal has not yet been reached. The officials say the coming days would be critical for ending more than 15 months of fighting that has destabilized the Middle East.
That is correspondent Charles de la Desma reporting. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.